Glory to God. Can I stay on topic on the glory of the Lord? The presence of Jesus. Him. The one and only. Everything flows from Him. There are many things we can be doing every day. There are many things in this short message that I can focus on and go in. There, we have millions of options every day. There's one thing that we should be doing. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek Jesus Christ in His presence, His glory. I'm believing with you that you will receive all the amount of Jesus Christ that God Almighty wants you to have today. That you will walk with Him in fullness today. And that the big picture, generally, that you will, if you are a follower of Jesus, that you will find your ministry, your calling, if you haven't yet. If you don't know Jesus Christ, receive Him. It's the easiest thing and the greatest thing a human can ever do. A great man of God talks about when the presence of the Lord, the presence of Jesus, comes around him and overtakes him. That's what he wants to do with us. He said, and this is fellowship with the Lord. He said this suddenly warm air began to flow around his body. A warm blanket came over his entire body. Warm air flowing around him. He said, it was like I was in a gentle tornado. And suddenly everything about him just settles. Like a storm calms. And everything just becomes perfect and chosen. And no, he has no words. And that's the presence of Jesus Christ. The presence of God. Jesus says, come unto light. He said, behold, I stand at the door of a person's heart and knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come into him in fellowship with him and he with me. This is what he offers us. There are things we must do and there's things that he will always do. This is what we should be seeking. This should be our focus. It should fill us with encouragement, with faith, hope, love. How awesome this is that He offers this. We wonder, what are we to do if we come to Jesus? What do we do? How do we proceed? What should we focus on? Should we just go do ministry? And there are many, many, like I said, thousands of things we can be doing. Thousands of options. One of them is the greatest. Many of these other options that we choose to do, they're good. And sometimes there is a place for just occupying, for doing, just do it. You know, But if we can, there's one thing that's the greatest, and that's the kingdom, the presence of Jesus. Trying to describe him is impossible. He can't be put into words. He's what we were born to do, what we were created to do. Amen. And when we find him in that way, that's when everything happens, and that's when everything's easy. Just in this 20-minute message, the question is, can I stay on that topic of him? Can I and present what he wants me to present? We need a sense of urgency for getting the presence of Jesus, for finding him, for getting the kingdom, so that through us, God Almighty can save people. He can transform people. He can touch anyone and everyone. Perhaps your ministry might be, like I said in a previous message, maybe intercession, prayer, praying that God will send out laborers into the harvest. Perhaps he has a ministry for you. That's the truth. And one of our jobs is to find it and to find our place. And if you have the presence of Jesus, then through you, he can touch, like I said, anyone and everyone, followers of Jesus Christ, and get people saved. Many followers of Jesus Christ, maybe as many as 90%, 95%, they need to discover the Holy Spirit, just like it's almost like getting saved again. If they have not moved into that glorious walk with the Holy Spirit, they haven't found the answer. They've praise the Lord, they're in the first phase, they're born again, that's great. But that could be a ministry right there, reaching those who are already saved with the glorious message, the Holy Spirit, this opportunity we have to fellowship with Jesus Christ, which is what we were born to do, what we were created to do, infinitely greater and more pleasurable and more joyful than anything the earth, the world, or sin, or anything offers. That's the deception. This someone who's has this career and they have a wife and five kids or eight kids or three kids and they're happy and everything's great. On a scale of 0 to 1,000, that's about a 10. On a scale of 0 to 1,000, the presence of Jesus and fellowshipping with him is infinity. There's no comparison. Now, when we find him, yes, he wants us to have the wonderful things that he provides. Amen. What are we then to do? To find the presence of Jesus if we don't have it. Seek him with our whole heart. The amount of ourselves we give to him is the amount of himself he gives to us. Jesus said, in the same way, anyone who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. And this is not a sacrifice. It's not hard. We do what we can control. We can control seeking him, giving him our whole heart, giving him our focus, making him our first love, staying humble, having a penitent heart. Being penitent means mournful over our sin and our old nature. We control those things, and he's going to take care of his side always. Amen. He meets us more than halfway. Very encouraging thing. He told a man of God, he said, "You just tell him. You don't have to worry about changing him. I'll take care of that. You just tell him." All these messages from Jesus are so encouraging. They should fill us with encouragement to give us this glorious hope, the hope of glory, for each day and also for the general future. That when we are walking with him, he does the work. He changes people. We don't even have to be concerned about that. We simply do what he tells us to do. All the pressure's on him, and he can handle all the pressure of the whole universe. Glory to God. On earth, we often have pressure on us. And we need to take care of things on earth, right? But like in school, we have the pressure of a test, or we have to perform in something that we're doing. Not in a walk with Jesus. There's no pressure. There's only celebration. There's only all the good things. There's no guilt about the past. There's freedom from our past. We're a new creation. All things have become new. In fact, the more broken we are, the more his love is there. Remember, Jesus said, "To he who's forgiven of little loves little, he who's forgiven of much loves much." Like, no matter what we've done, no matter the mistakes we've made, no matter how broken, dysfunctional is the past is, he forgives, he forgets. And we're a new creation in him. You notice Jesus was, many of the people that he ministered to when he walked on the earth, they were the prostitutes and the robbers, the tax collectors and others. Really, it's the broken, it's the poor, the maimed, the blind, the crippled, those who are broken. Those are the ones that that's from Scripture. That's who he reaches. Those who are whole and rich and full, they say no to the gospel, generally. Not always, but so that's encouraging right there. If we are whole and rich and fine and healthy, well, that's all the more reason to come to Jesus. He's given us those things. He's given those people those things. So no matter what it is, we should come to him. But I'm saying this to encourage, if someone feels guilty and so many problems and so many issues, he forgives, he forgets. We're a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And we have every day his mercies are new every morning. He says, "Come unto me and learn from me." We learn. We learn how to walk with him. He grows the trees from the ground up. He grows continually in the Bible. Trees are metaphors for humans, for people, and especially children of God. He shall be like a tree. He shall be like a tree planted by the waters that brings forth its fruit in season. They shall be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. A good tree, Jesus said, a good tree bears good fruit, bad tree bears bad fruit. The glory of the Lord. Let's let Him empower us. Let's let Him radically transform us. He can do in 1 second what would take us a millennium. Back to that, the info about pressure. No pressure on us. This is the greatest blessing, the greatest opportunity a human could ever hear about, know, experience, to rely on the Almighty. To know Him, to even see Him for 1 second at the farthest distance. That's the greatest privilege a human can have. Better is 1 day in your court than a million elsewhere. How encouraging, how awesome this is, that it's us and Him, and everywhere we go, He's there and He's around us and He's available, and He will meet us. When we come with that humble, penitent heart, when we realize we are nothing, all those things, you know, when we... He's always there and available. No matter how bad our past is, no matter the mistakes, if we've missed it and we've strayed away for some time, for a short time, for a long time, He's still there. He's available. Calling us to come back to Him. And there's no guilt. There's no negatives. We've believed for a miracle for 20 years or 20 days. Once we get into that zone with Him, call it a zone with Him, where we're doing what He says to do. We're seeking Him with our whole heart. We're humble, we're penitent, we're quiet, we're still before Him. We're pressing on, pressing in. Supernatural, incredible, priceless things will happen. Guaranteed. There's only one guarantee in the universe. I believe that. A life with God Almighty through His Son, Jesus Christ. Only one guarantee. Everything else is a risk. And everything outside of Him has no life and is death. But even today, if we go and just do our thing, well, there's a risk in that. It might work out, it might not. With Him, it's a guarantee. The ultimate guarantee is fellowship with Him. The glory of the Lord. That's the kingdom. The reason I'm focusing on it, the reason I'm doing this series, it's the most important thing. Of course, He's the most important thing. And I've missed it. We've all missed it. I'm not judging others, but most of the Christian and Catholic work that I see, that, you know, there's 2.4 billion Christians and Catholics. A very small percentage is focusing on this, the most important thing. Now, we all need to do what God's called us to do. Amen. And I commend every Christian ministry that is truly seeking to do what He's called them to do. Amen. Please find a ministry like that that you connect with and give to them. Become part of their ministry. Follow their teachings. Some that come to mind. Luis Palau Ministries. He's an evangelist. Palau. P-A-L-A-U. Rick Joyner Ministries in the eastern part of the U.S. Rick Joyner, J-O-Y-N-E-R. Many ministries, hundreds of ministries, fantastic. Find the one that you find your Father in the Spirit, and that's the takeaway from this. Here's a practical thing: finding your Father in the Spirit. You're gonna find where you flow with the Holy Spirit, and that's gonna be a great blessing to you, and is gonna be a key to you doing God's perfect will. Amen.